Chinese authorities say around 60,000 people have received China's COVID-19 vaccines, and no severe side effects have been reported. The country's leading vaccine development with 13 candidates in clinical phases. Four of them have entered phase 3 clinical trials, with volunteers spread across 10 countries. Officials say the country is expected to produce up to 610 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of this year, and the output will grow next year. China's centrally administered state-owned enterprises saw both profit and revenue growth in the third quarter. Revenues of central SOEs rose 1.5% year-on-year to 7.8 trillion yuan, roughly 1.2 trillion U.S. dollars, in the July to September period, while their net profits totaled nearly 475 billion yuan, up over 34% from a year ago. In September alone, the enterprises saw their revenues hit 2.8 trillion yuan, the highest monthly growth this year. China's housing market remained generally stable in September, with slight month-on-month growth in home prices in major cities. New home prices in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen rose by 0.4%, down 0.2 points from a month earlier. Meanwhile, prices edged up 0.3% in 31 second-tier cities and rose 0.5% in 35 third-tier cities. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says Hong Kong will work together with Shenzhen to advance development of the Guangdong-Hong Kong-Macau Greater Bay Area to new heights. Speaking to the press on Tuesday, Lam also says Hong Kong is willing to learn from Shenzhen's miracle and to advance development. China earlier marked the 40th anniversary of the establishment of the Shenzhen Special Economic Zone and is aiming to build a city into a pilot demonstration area of socialism with Chinese characteristics by 2025. Lam suggests that a new plan will offer fresh opportunities for cooperation between Hong Kong and Shenzhen. The U.S. Commission on Presidential Debates has announced a new rule for the upcoming final presidential debate that's set to be held on Thursday. Each of the candidates will have 2 minutes of uninterrupted time at the beginning of each 15-minute segment. To enforce the rule, the candidate who does not have the floor will have his mic muted. And after the 2 minutes of uninterrupted time, the mics will be on for open discussion. The first presidential debate on September 29th descended into chaos as heated exchanges and personal attacks bulldozed the 90-minute-plus debate between President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden. Trump appeared intended to interrupt Biden on nearly every topic, while the former U.S. Vice President called his opponent a liar and a clown and told him to shut up. The first official delegation from the United Arab Emirates has arrived in Israel and signed 4 bilateral agreements. The deals are aimed at promoting mutual investment, cooperation in science and innovation, and facilitating travels between the two countries. The UAE and Bahrain signed normalization deals with Israel at the White House last month. They're the first Arab nations in 26 years to establish formal ties with Israel, after Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. A main road in the UAE's capital of Abu Dhabi has been named after Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Meanwhile, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, has announced a mosque in the diplomatic area will also be built and named after Widodo. An official statement says the announcement comes in recognition of Widodo's close friendship with the UAE and his role in strengthening the bilateral relationship.